计十五分钟就放到十二点，就是讨论可以用到去。
那《原二书》一共有十三节，好，我们先来念一遍啊，然后我们再来查考里面的意思哈。一人念一节，从王弟兄开始，《约翰一书》。约翰二书，约翰二书，约翰二书啊，一共是三节。
做长老的写信给蒙拣选的约翰和他的儿女，就是我诚心所爱的。不但我爱，也是一切知道真理之人所爱的。
第五节，哥姐妹，来，哥姐妹，从你开始，第五节。第五节，第五节。约翰二书，二书，二书，约翰二书哈，只有一章，第五节。二节，
我第二节，我还有许多事要写给你们，却不愿意用纸墨写出来，但盼望到你们那里，以你们方便谈论，使你们的喜乐满足。
三节，你要猛见显出姐妹的活力，多问你安。
好，我们今天哈查考约翰二书。一共有一章，这个约翰一二三书啊，在我们刚刚开始查考的时候是在讲爱心，那约翰一书的前面雅各书是在讲信心，信心要借着行为把它表现出来，信心没有行为好像身体没有灵魂。然后雅各书的后面彼得前后书就是在讲盼望，活泼的盼望，就是不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，存在天上的基业，这是基督徒 最大的盼望。所以这几卷圣经就是在讲信望爱，就是我们基督徒生活的三大内容。好，那我们现在来想这个做长老的当然就是指着约翰本身了，写信给蒙拣选的太太，那这个太太是谁？教会哦。那教会是蒙拣选的，就是我们大家都是蒙拣选的。在以弗所书说，在神在创世以前就在基督耶稣里拣选我们，那拣选本身就是恩典，所以蒙拣选的太太就是蒙恩典的太太，就是教会。那既然说太太就是表示有先生了，那这个先生就是主耶稣。那有人问说，我们教会跟其他教会有什么不同？那如果我们看加拉太书里面这个加拉太书里面讲教会就是母亲的这里讲教会是太太那亚伯拉罕有两个太太一个是夏甲她是使女生的，这个不是正统的；一个是撒拉，这是正统的。那从正统的儿子生的才能够承受产业就是那一块牛奶与蜜之地。那从他的夏甲生的不是正统的就不能够承受产业。虽然亚伯拉罕很爱他，后来就把他赶走了那所以这个做太太让我们来想就是那教会之间不同的关系是什么。我们现在看加拉太书第四章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4.
Okay, 第二十六节。
Verse 26.
那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，她是我们的母亲。
26, but the Jerusalem above is free, which is the mother of us all.
这个在上的耶路撒冷其实就是这真教会，它是从天上降下来的。
So the Jerusalem above is referring to the true church. It comes from above.
它是我们的母亲。
And he is the mother of us all.
所以我们属灵的生命都是通过这个母亲生出来的，通过教会受洗生出来的。
So our spiritual life are given by this spirit, this mother, through the blood of Christ.
所以二十八节哈。
So in verse 28.
弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样。
We brethren as Isaac was are children of promise.
那这个以撒就是亚伯拉罕正统的太太生的。
So Isaac is was born through the official wife, which is Sarah.
所以他才能够承受产业。
So this is the only way that he can inherit the inheritance.
二十九节，那按血气生的逼迫那按灵生的，也现在也是这样。
But 29, but as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the spirit.
三十一节
31.
这样看来，我们不是使女的儿女，乃是自主妇人的儿女。
So then, brethren, we are not children of the bond woman, but of the free.
所以我们真教会的信徒就是撒拉所生的，就是以撒，是承受产业的。
So the believer of the true church are born through Sarah, which is come down from Isaac.
那其他教会它就是使女所生的，这不是凭着应许的所以不能承受产业，但是他的父亲还是神。
So other churches are born through the bond woman. They are their father is God as well, but they cannot receive the inheritance.
所以他祷告也可以有一些体验，因为当时夏甲生的以斯玛利亚，亚伯兰也是爱他，但是不能承受产业。
So when they pray, they will have experience as well. But however, because they were born through Hagar, which is from the line of Ishmael, they cannot receive the inheritance.
所以约翰二书的第一节，做长老写信蒙拣选的太太，今天就是指着真教会，就是我们的母亲。
So today, the wife, in chapter 2, Second John chapter 1, to the elect lady and her children refer to the church and its members.
那她的儿女就是我们每一个人。
And her children refers to every one of us.
那下面说，不但我爱，也是一切知道真理所爱的。
Not only I who love the truth, but also those who have known the truth.
所以。 这个太太跟她的儿女，不但是约翰所爱，也是一切知道真理人所爱的。So
here says that the elect lady and her children not only loved by Apostle John, but also loved by those who have known the truth.
所以，如果我们真的知道真理的话，我们会爱教会。So
if we truly know the doctrine, the word of God, we will come to love the church.
那我们也会爱教会里面的信徒。And
we will also love the members in the church.
这是因为我们知道真理。That
is because we know the truth.
那第二节。Verse
2.
爱真理是为你们的缘故，这个真理。
Because of the truth which abides in us and will be with us forever.
这真理存在我们里面，也存在，永远在我们里同在。
So this truth will abide in us and will be with us forever.
这个约翰说，约翰爱你们是为真理的缘故，这要怎么解释？
So how do you explain that John, the Apostle John, loved you because of the for the sake of the truth.
好，那我们现在就要先解释真理是什么。First,
we need to explain what truth is.
我们查考到现在，真理是什么？We
have studied so far, and what is truth?
啊，对，真理就是指耶稣本身。耶稣说：“我是道路，我就是真理。”
So the truth, the word was referring to Lord Jesus because Lord Jesus claimed that he is the way, the truth.
那耶稣是人啊，为什么他是真理？
But now Lord Jesus is a man, why is he a truth, a word?
这是从属灵上来看，因为他是道成肉身。
Because we are looking at it from a spiritual perspective, because he became flesh and came to this world.
所以从肉体上，他是约瑟的儿子，这个没有错。
So in the form of flesh, he's the son of Joseph.
所以家谱上这样写。So
this is what a genealogy says.
但是从灵来讲，他是道成肉身，所以他就是真理。But
spiritually speaking, he became flesh and came to this world.
所以真理就是指着主耶稣。The
word became flesh, so the word was referring to Lord Jesus.
那第二个，真理还指的是什么？And
so what else is this word, the truth, referring to?
约翰福音第二个解释真理是什么？
The second explanation in a book of John.
我们来找找看，约翰福音真理的第二个解释是什么？真理是圣灵。圣灵跟真理有关系，但是是不一个铜板的两面，这等一下我们再来谈。那真理的第二个解释。So
the second explanation of truth. Now we know that Holy Spirit is the other side of truth. But let's study.
Bye. 这样动动头脑，印象比较深。 约翰福音真理是什么？除了耶稣是真理之外，真理是什么？
Besides Lord Jesus, what is truth referring to?
对，十七章哈。
Verse 17.
啊，十七章的十七节。
Chapter 17, verse 17.
我们刚刚。
John chapter 17, verse 17.
我们刚刚还有谁还没有读哈？那个杨长老梁读过了哈。
Who hasn't read the verse yet?
来，杨长老梁。旁边，
听妈妈。
对，不然我一起念好吗？十七章十七节，约翰福音，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。哦，所以神的道就是真理。哦
，So the word of God is truth.
也主耶稣讲的话就是真理。
So the word of Lord Jesus is truth.
啊。好，那如果这样，我们了解真理，我们再回来看约翰二书的第二节。
Now that we have a definition of truth, let us come back to 2 John.
所以约翰说，爱你们是为真理的缘故。
We love you because of this, for the sake of the truth.
所以可以这样，也可以解释说，爱你们是为着主耶稣的缘故。
So we can also we can paraphrase and say that we love you because for the sake of Lord Jesus. Because the word, the truth is Lord Jesus.
那爱你们也因为神的话的缘故。
So we love you because the word of Lord Jesus.
好，那这真理存在我们里面。
Now this truth is within us.
也必永远与我们同在。
And will be always with us forever.
也就是说，主耶稣存在我们里面。
In another word, Lord Jesus exists within our heart.
那神的话存在我们里面
，and the word of God abides in us。
那我们就会去爱教会跟爱弟兄姐妹
，and then we will be able to love the church and the member within。
因为主耶稣除了他是真理，他就是爱。
Besides, Lord Jesus, who is truth, he is also a love, a manifestation of love。
存在我们里面，我们就会彼此相爱。
When he's among us, we will love each other.
好，那有一天呢？这个应该不会发生了。如果有一天我们不信耶稣，我们就不会相爱。
Now one day, if we don't believe in Lord Jesus, then we will not love each other.
你在街上遇到就好像陌生人这样。
If we run into each other, we'll be like strangers.
因为那个爱的原因没有了。爱你是为真理啊，爱原因没有，没有就是就等于路边的人。
Because the reason for love has disappeared because we love is because of the truth, for the sake of the truth.
所以我们这个信徒之间的关系啊，不是朋友的友情。
So the relationship between us is not a friendship between friends.
那也不是亲戚的亲情。
Oh, it's not a relationship related by blood, biologically.
因为主耶稣的缘故，还有神的话的缘故。
But it's because of the sake of Lord Jesus and because His word.
因此，如果我们在这个道理上越进步啊，或者说主耶稣越住在我们里面，那我们弟兄姊妹爱教会的心，彼此相爱的心就会越强。
So if we continue to grow in the words of God and continue to grow in Lord Jesus, so the love of our love toward church and toward God will continue to increase.
所以这个爱是从真理来的。
So this love comes from the truth.
那我们再看第三节哈。
Let's look at verse 3.
恩惠怜悯平安从父神跟他的耶稣基督在真理和爱心上必常与我们同在。
Grace, mercy, and peace will be with you from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
好，这里特别讲哈，耶稣基督在真理和爱心上哈，跟那个恩惠平安要常与我们同在。
Here specifically say that grace, mercy, and peace will be with us in truth and love.
那所以爱心哈跟真理是有关系的。
So we can see that truth and love is related.
那我们现在看一节哥罗西书。
Let's turn to a verse, Colossians.
哥罗西书的第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
对不起，以弗所书前面那个第一章哈。
Ephesians chapter 1，
第九节
，verse 9。
我所祷告的，我们一起念好吧？第九节哈，腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 9。
好，我们一起念哈，我所祷告的。就是要你们的爱心在知识和见识上多而又多。第十节，使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。十一节，并靠着耶稣基督结满仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。这里讲爱心要在知识见识上多而又多。
Here in verse 9 tells us that our love will may abound more and more in knowledge and in all discernment.
也就是说哦，爱心很好，但是爱心要跟知识跟见识一起增加，这样才更好。
And now, love itself is good, but love must increase along with knowledge and discernment.
因为如果只有爱心没有真理就是知识那没有见识就是没有属灵的智慧，有时候这个爱心呢对人不一定有好处。
Now if we only have love but without knowledge which refers to the words of God and without discernment which refers to the spirituality or the Holy Spirit, then this the benefit will be not as much.
那第十节第一句话就是说你能分别是非。
Now, the first sentence of verse 10 tells us that if we can approve the things that are excellent,
做诚实无过的人，
and that you may be sincere and without offense.
所以如果真爱心没有见识，没有真理的话，有时候这个爱心是盲目的。
Now, if love is without knowledge and without discernment, then this love could be blind.
是非分不清。
Because it cannot discern.
那这样对我们生活上要得到神的喜欢就没有帮助。
Now, then it will not help us to please God in our lives.
所以这个爱心是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
So we know the love will not like hates evil but desire truth.
那只喜欢真理，就这个爱心是是非分得清楚的。
Loving truth meaning that is able to discern what is right and wrong.
所以如果我们知道真理我们爱我们的孩子，当他做的跟真理不一样的时候，我们一定会帮助他要改变。
So if we know the truth, and when we look at our children, when they did something wrong that's against the truth, we want to correct them because we want them to be good.
但是如果我们不知道真理，我们只爱我们的孩子，有时候，他做的事情不对，我们也不会觉得不好。
But if we don't know the truth, even though we love our children, if they did something wrong, we will not feel that there's anything wrong with it.
那这个爱对他有时候没有帮助了。
And this kind of love is not beneficial to him.
那这样我在十一节
So in verse 11,
因为这个爱有真理，就能够结满果子。
So because this love is filled with truth, so it can bear fruit.
那神可以得到荣耀跟称赞。
And so God can be glorified and receive praise.
所以在真理的引导下，那个爱心到最后，人的行为会改变，并且神的名可以得到荣耀。
So under the guidance of truth, the behavior and conduct of a person can be changed, and the name of God will be glorified.
但是把真理拿掉
，But if we remove the truth,
那个爱心有时候就没有办法结果子，神也得不到荣耀。
And then sometimes this love cannot bear fruit, and God cannot be glorified.
所以世界上有很多的罪，其实是用爱当名字来做的，以爱当做一个借口来做出来的。
So there are many evil things that were done using love as an excuse.
好，那我们现在回来看哈，第二章约翰二书。
So let's come back to Second John.
啊，第四节。
Verse 4.
啊，我见我的儿女有照我父所行的命令遵行真理，我就很喜欢欢喜。
So I have rejoiced greatly that I have found some of your children walking in truth as we received a commitment from the Father.
啊，为什么？
Why is that?
为什么我们看到儿女哈遵行真理，我们就很高兴，很喜乐
？Why would we rejoice if our children walk in truth？
我们来看几点哈，就是真理所带给我们的好处。
Let's look at a few points. What are the benefits that the truth will bring us?
那我们就知道说，为什么真理遵看我们的孩子遵行真理，我会很喜欢。
Then, from this way, when we look at our children walking the truth, that's the reason that we will rejoice.
第一个，这个真理叫做生命的道。
Now, first, the truth is referred to the word of life.
所以彼得前书我们有查考过。神活泼长存的道就是不能坏的种子。
Now, so we know that the truth of God is the seed that cannot be corrupted.
就是会让我们得到永生啊。
And you will give us eternal life.
所以如果我们看到我们的儿女哦，很喜欢追求真理，我们就知道这个路一直追求下去就是永生了，所以我们会很高兴啊。
So if we see our children that they are seeking and pursuing after truth, and they will be pleased and rejoice because we know that it eventually will lead to eternal life.
但是如果我们的儿女不喜欢真理，我们就很忧虑了，因为不喜欢真理就是没有走在生命的道路上，将来就没有永生。
But if our children do not delight in the truth, then they will worry us because we know that those who do not delight in truth, that path will eventually lead to destruction.
这是第一个，真理给我们的好处，它是生命的道。
So this is the first benefit of the truth because it's the word of life.
那真理还有什么好处？
So what are the benefits?
我们就从里面前读过的哈雅各书。
We can find them from the previous books that we have studied. Book of James,
第一章哈
，Chapter One,
二十五节。
James Chapter One, Verse 25。
左边这一排今天都还没有读过。
James chapter 1 verse 25。
对，第一章二十五节。这里讲在他所行出来的行什么行真理，他就必然得福。
So here say that he is not only a hearer but a doer of the work. Doer of work meaning that he carries out the truth.
所以如果我们看到我们的儿女真的很认真在行神的道，我们会很高兴。为什么？因为这样神的恩典一定在他生活中很丰富。
So if we see our children carry out the word of truth, then we will rejoice because the blessing of God will be abundant in his life.
所以在行出来上必然得福，他一定很多神的恩典。
So surely he will be blessed when he is the doer of the work.
那第三个，这个我们刚刚读的约翰福音十七章，求你用真理使他们成圣。
Now third is the Well, verse we just read, John chapter 17, verse 17, that to be sanctified with your truth.
我们再来回来看啊，约翰十七章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 17, verse 17.
下面一个啊。
Next, please read. John 17 verse 17, Iris. John 17 verse 17.John 17, verse 17. John 17, verse 7, please read.
Okay. 真理会让我们成圣。
Sanctify them by your truth.
成圣就是没有罪。
Sanctify meaning that there is no sin.
那神是圣的。
Because God is holy.
那成圣就是表示我们跟神一样。
To be sanctified meaning that we will be like our God.
很清洁。
We will be holy.
那跟神的关系啊就很亲密，神就会同在。
And then we will have an intimate relationship with God, and God will be with us.
所以为什么我看孩子行真理，我很高兴，因为哦。神一定会跟他同在，他的生活会很圣洁，没有罪。
So why do we rejoice when our children walk in truth? Because we know that God will abide with them and they will be sanctified.
所以，如果我们有神的爱，爱我们的孩子哦，我们看到他行真理会非常喜乐，最少有三个原因。
So if we have a love of God and to be able to love our children this way, then we have three reasons to rejoice.
第一个，他可以得到生命。
First, he will receive life.
第二个，他可以得到恩典。
Second, he can receive blessing.
第三个，他可以成圣，得到神的同在。
And third, he can be sanctified and have the guidance of God.
还有第四个。
And fourth,
他的信仰根基会很稳固。
And his faith will be deeply rooted.
所以彼得说，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
Therefore, Peter said that you have the word of truth. To whom should we follow?
所以他信仰很稳。
So his faith is deeply rooted.
所以我们回到约翰二书哈。
So let's come back to Second John.
说我见你的儿女照我从父所受的命令遵行，我就甚欢喜。
So I rejoice greatly, to have found the children walking truth.
那第五节哈。
Verse 5.
太太啊，我劝你们大家要彼此相爱，这个大家都知道。
Now this we all know.
要彼此相爱。
We need to love each other.
那实际上怎么做
？But in a practical sense, how do we do that?
第六节。
In verse 6, tell us how to do
that. 照他的命令行，这就是爱。
Here say that this is love that we walk according to his commandments.
他的命令就是照圣经的话来行啊，就是爱啊。
And his commandment is to walk according to his words.
就是爱神。
Is to love God.
也就是爱人。
To love man.
圣经的话，如果我们都把它行出来，就是爱神，就是爱人。
Now, if we carry out the words of God or the words of God in the Bible, which is loving man and loving God.
十条诫命的前面四条行出来就是爱神。
The first four commandments of Ten Commandments talk it's referring to loving God.
那十条诫命的后面六条把它行出来就是爱人。
And the latter six commandments of the Ten Commandments is about loving people.
所以才说照他的命令行，这就是爱。
So here says that if you walk according to his commandment, then this is love.
当然，物质上帮助别人，这是爱。
Yes, when we help others physically, yes, this is love.
但是爱更深的一层就是照神的命令行。
But the in-depth of it is we actually carry out the words of God and walk in according to his commandments.
好，那我们就看约翰一书的最后一段哈。
So let's look at the last section of 2 John.
第九节。
Verse 9.
越过基督的教训，不常守的就没有神，常守这道又教训的，又有父又有子。
Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ is both the Father and the Son.
所以照着神的教训这样来守，就有父又有子，就是说可以拜到神啊，又能够抓住主耶稣啊。
So he who abide in the doctrine will have both abidance of Christ and Father. It means that when we worship him, we will be able to see him.
那如果我们不守神的教训或者超过神的教训、哦、那就没有神也没有儿没有子。
So if we transgress or do not abide in the doctrine, then we will neither have God nor Christ.、
哦、神也抓不住、啊、耶稣也抓不住、啊。
We cannot lay hold of God or Christ.、
哦、所以什么叫做抓住耶稣
？So what does it mean to be able to lay hold of Christ?、
哦、就是抓住他的教训，照着这样生活。
To be able to lay hold of His teaching and to live accordingly.、
哦、好，那。接下去、哦、就讲第十节。
Verse 10, let's continue.、
啊、不传这个教训，不要接到他家里，也不要问他的安。
For he who greets him shares in his evil deeds.、
啊、十一节。
11、
啊。问他安就在恶行上有份。
To greet, meaning to have part with his evil deeds.
所以、哦、如果传不同道理的、哦、我们不要接待他。
So those who preach different doctrine, we should not receive them.
为什么？因为这样在恶行上有份。
Because it says here that we have part in his evil deeds.
所以有时候我们看那个摩门教那些宣教士很热心耶和华见证人会也是，那他都很热心。
Sometimes we see that the Mormons or Jehovah Witnesses they are very zealous.
但他传的跟圣经不一样。
But what they preach is different from the Bible.
所以我们不应该接待。
So we should not receive them.、
哦、那接待就等于帮助他。
So if we receive them, we are actually helping them.、
哦、那就在他恶行上有份。
Then we will have part in their evil deeds.、
哦、所以爱心要有见识，这个就是见识。
So love must have discernment, and this is discernment.、
哦、那我们再看最后十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
我有许多事要写给你们，却不愿意纸墨写出来，但盼望到你们那里与你们当面谈论，使你们的喜乐可以满足。
Having many things to write to you, I did not wish to do so with the paper and ink, but I hope to come to you and speak face to face, that your joy may be full.
我们这个信主的人有一种喜乐，这个喜乐就是谈论神。
So as a believer, so we have this joy. What is this joy? It's about talking about Lord Jesus.
啊，就是谈我们对神新的认识、新的体验、新的感受。
Talk about knowing Lord Jesus. Talk about our experience. Talk about our reflection and sharing.
那这就是我们团契的内容。
And this is the contents of our fellowship.
也就是所谓的道中之乐。
This is what we call the joy in the words.
啊，那这是约翰二书哈，我们今天查考的。
So this is the summary of Second John.
那我们现在休息到十一点半。
And now we will take a break until 11:30.
那十一点半到十一点五十五，好，我们有差不多25分钟，我们来分享，有问题可以讨论。
And then from 11:30 to 11:55, we will have approximately 25 minutes to discuss and to share.
好，我们一起来默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
咱们休息。
We'll break.
有什么问题可以讨论，心得可以分享。
Let's come back to John, Second John. We can discuss or share any reflections.
那在这个之前，我想两个问题上下来讨论看看啊。
Now, before we start, I would like to pose two questions. So let us give some thought.
我们如果这个二百教会的信徒电话簿拿来看哦，礼拜四应该能够来参加聚会的人还是有很多。
Now if we look at our Irvine directories and go through all the membership, I think that there should be more people that are able to make it to our Thursday fellowship service.
那怎么样能够邀他们一起来查考神的话？
So how can we invite them to all attend this fellowship service to study the words of God?
使我们的信仰能够更真理化。
So that our faith will be purified with the words of God.
这个第一个大家想想看哦。
So this is the first question.
那第二个哈，就是我们这个也是很好一个布道的机会。
Oh, second, this is also a very good opportunity to evangelize.
这个比会堂聚会是轻松一点哈。
This is more informal than the service in the chapel.
而且有讨论分享。
And we also have discussion and sharing.
那我们灵恩会在十月初还有差不多三个月。
And we are only less than 3 months away from our spiritual convocation in October.
那怎么样利用礼拜四的这个聚会要更多朋友来跟我们一起来团契。
So how can we use the Thursday's fellowship service to invite more friends to attend the service?
所以这两个问题再想想看。
So let us all think about these two questions.
那约翰二书如果有什么问题可以提出来讨论，有心得可以分享。
Also, any reflection, any sharing you might have in Second John. So I'm always have this question on verse 10. Exactly who are we referring to? Are we referring to those who preach directly against our doctrine or anything who don't believe in our doctrine? If we also include those who don't believe in our doctrine, then all our friends, our relatives will be in this circle too.
大家意见怎样？好，刚刚杨老师提一个问题啊。
So this is the first question. Anyone, anything to share?
这是指着不同信仰的不能接待，还是指着说如果他来的目的是要传不同的信仰不能接待？这两个有一点差别啊。
So what is the difference? Is it because the person who has a different belief, we cannot receive them. Or those who are coming to our house to preach a different belief, and these are the people we cannot receive them. So even preacher just mentioned about Jehovah Witness or Mormons, they are preaching a different doctrine, but I think that is a good opportunity to invite them in and preach our own gospel.
理论上很好，那现在实际上谁曾经跟摩门教跟耶和华见证会传过道理的，我分享看看。
In theory, this sounds good, but in actuality, in practice, who has ever preached to Mormons and Jehovah Witnesses? In general, when they come in, like Jehovah Witness or Mormons, they want to speak first.
然后讲完，换我们要讲，他就要走，一般都是这样。
And then when it comes to our turn to speak, they are ready to leave.
是，但是如果你遇到一个他愿意很安静听你讲，那个是比较特别。
So it's unusual that you find someone who is willing to listen to your doctrine without preaching about theirs. It's in all time, maybe this is workable, but nowadays, if we don't give people a chance, people might think that we are have no courtesy and not very hospitable, not willing to give people a chance. So when I was in Argentina, I have a chance to receive moments, and when I had a chance to talk to them, it appears that they don't know much about Bible. So I will ask them to quote a Bible, and they do not know where to quote. So I have a few chance to share with them a Bible verse, and then they would begin to resist. So in the past, I have a chance to share with the Mormons of Jehovah Witness. I would talk about quote verses from Isaiah about one true God and Holy Spirit, but they will not accept. And so then we have this disagreement. We'll come to a stop and say, let's pray. And then when we pray, I say, I don't know how to pray in Spanish. I will pray in Chinese, and then I happened to mention the word Satan, and they heard that too, and they will not accept that. So I believe that if these people who come here to preach their own doctrine, and these are the false doctrine, and we should post them.
Ah, 就是到我们家来敲门这些
传的跟我们不一样，应该有什么态度？哇
okay, we should, some feel that we should stop them at the door because we already have our own belief, and we're not going to believe in Mormons or Jehovah Witness, so we should not waste their time either. So I believe that those who have a different belief, it's okay for us to receive them. It's those who want to preach a different doctrine. So what about a friend who enjoy like to study a Bible with you, who wants to debate with you? So I personally think that that as long as we are not affected by others, what's the harm of receiving others who would like to discuss truth with you, who has a different belief? And also, I believe that as long as I don't attend their service on Sabbath, but if they have a funeral service or a wedding special service on Sabbath, I would think it's okay to go and then come back and attend our Sabbath again.
Okay, yeah, 这个可以了解了，因为有一些我们的朋友不同信仰哈，有机会住在一起就有机会跟他讨论道理，这个应该是好的。但是我们现在圣经这一节是指着说要来传异端的啊，那个就要谨慎。
So I think it's understandable what Sister Guo said, Guo Mama said, that it's okay that we have friends that have a different belief. We are friends with them, and it's okay that we can discuss our difference on belief. But here, the Bible specifically talk about those who want to preach a different gospel, who want to preach a heresy.
好，那对我们今天我们查考的有什么分享？问题有什么讨论？我们还有七分钟。
So, any other reflection or sharing that you might have? So I think sometimes when we want to debate or try to convert others, we must stand firm with our own belief, and we must talk about our own belief. If we don't stand firm, we only listen, and we will be easily influenced. So it's important. And then when we debate with others about our belief, our truth, we want to be able to speak and explain our belief. If we cannot get any words in, then this conversation or this discussion is not very, very beneficial.
见证的，或者是说我们交很多朋友，他的行为，他不是一个基督徒，但是呢，我们接触到他的行为比我们更像一个基督徒，那这个我们如果是去检讨自己，我们上一期的圣灵报里面，母亲节有一个姐妹写她的那个婆婆，她的婆婆是一个嫁给她公公的第，就她的公公的第一个太太原配死掉以后，她的婆婆才嫁给她，她也生了儿子，那前面有三个儿子，而她的婆婆做人，她媳妇称赞她说比她是。他的媳妇是我们教会的人了，他的婆婆本来不是，但是他认为说他婆婆的行为比他更像一个基督徒。
So, sometimes I have I come to contact with people outside, not our church believers, and I sometimes notice that they have a very Christian-like behaviors.And or even one of a testimony I heard about or read about in Holy Spirit Monthly about a sister testifying about her mother-in-law who has a very good Christian conduct, even though she is not a believer of our church, but later on she did come to believe. So how do we explain that people who has a good behavior, good conduct, that's not a member of our church?
So your question is what?你要强调的重点是什么？
我想着我们是不是都忘掉了我们主耶稣？其实最好的典范是主耶稣，但是我们就常常忘掉了。
So I think the Lord Jesus is our best example, our model. But sometimes we often forget that.Lord Jesus is our model.
第二章哈，约翰第二章，那我们有没有什么要讨论、要分享
？Anything else that you would like to share?
有
一
首歌，他的问题是说，我们跟人在世界上跟人家做朋友很简单，只要他有爱心，他也很谦虚，他也对你很慷慨。我们人一个人在一起，做朋友很简单。
It's easy to make friends outside as long as you have love, you are humble.And it's and you are generous. It's quite easy to make friends. And because people only focus on the outside. But the minute that you want to preach gospel to them, they immediately will refuse and oppose to you, resist.So it's easy to make friend, but the minute you want to make a spiritual friend and want to bring them to Christ to save your soul, so it's difficult. So it's easy to make a worldly friends, but not easy to make a spiritual friend. So I heard a wonderful testimony yesterday, and because a preacher just mentioned that how can we bring more truth seekers and more friends to attend our evangelical service. So this testimony is from sister from Dallas that I'd like to share. So this sister from Dallas, her mother is a believer in Korea, in Busan Church, one of our church. So Busan is the second largest city in South Korea, besides next to Seoul. So when this sister's mother, who first came to believe, she was the only one in her family came to believe, and rest of the family members, uncles, father, parents, sister, none of them believe. So while she was believing, she felt very lonely because she was often persecuted by her family members because she was the only believer. So she felt that, well, when she grew up, when she married, she wanted to marry someone whose family are believers. So it would be easier to come to keep Sabbath. But eventually, when she married, her husband was only was the lone believer in his family as well. So this couple, husband and wife, were often persecuted by their own individual families because they don't worship idols, they don't worship their ancestors. And they don't make a lot of money either. So he was thinking, how can I preach the gospel? So while she was praying, she thought of this this method. So she thought about that maybe because Busan is a city where there's a university, so there are a lot of youth who come to the church to go to college, and she thought that maybe she can open her house up and then cook and provide some accommodation for this youth who comes to study in college.
So her 先生的那边就很多亲戚就好，他们就送他们的孩子都去他家住在那里，然后他也对他们非常的很有爱心，非常牺牲，就是顾他们吃，顾他们喝，然后让他们念书。可是他从来不会说叫他们去跟他们一起去教会。
So her husband's side relatives therefore send a lot of their own children to live with them. So she would cook for them, have them live in their house, and care for them. But she never asked them to go to church.
然后就在他家的那些学生，那些亲戚就会开始，那些孩子就会觉得说，哎，他这个家人就是很不同，每个礼拜六都全家会去聚会。
And then all the students, all the youth who live in their household will notice that this family is very different. Each on every Saturday, they will all go to church.
然后他们就觉得说，因为看到他的爱心，他对他们的那个 devotion，就是对他们的真的是很真诚的爱。
And because all these youth who stay in their house, they saw the demonstration of their love, their devotion, and they were deeply touched.
So they told him,
so some of these youth asked, so is it okay that if you go to church on Saturday again, can we go accompany with you?
那结果就是因为这样子，这些青年就慢慢的就受洗结婚，然后他们的另一半也带来教会，然后他们的孩子也带来教会。结果到最后的时候，蒲山教会几乎一半以上都是他的亲戚。
So because of this, a lot of youth who came to church and eventually believe, and they also brought their, they got married and also brought their spouse to believe. And so eventually this Busan church, half of the believers are all their relatives because of this.
所以这个姐妹就说, 因为她的, 你假如真的要传福音的话, 就是要爱心, 要有祷告心, 然后要, self-sacrifice, 可以, 愿意牺牲自己, 因为这种的香气可以感动人, 然后人家会觉得说, 我也要跟你一样去教会。
So the conclusion is that in order to preach gospel, you must have love, you must pray, and you must willing to sacrifice, because this kind of fragrance would touch a lot of people and move them to come to Christ.
传福音是真的不是懒惰人可以做的, 一定要很, 就是, 我们一定要跟我们自己讲说不能懒惰，一定要好好的花我们的时间去做。
So preaching gospel is not someone who's lazy, who can be done by a person who's lazy. You really have to put in time and effort, and really have to work hard to preach the gospel to bring to evangelize.
假如说我们看到有人，他们家庭有什么需要，有什么难处，那当我们可以说伸出我们爱心的手的时候。 他们，你跟他讲的时候讲教会，他们都很愿意听。
Now, if you run into people who have difficulties in their family, who have affliction, and when you talk to them, when you preach to them, they are usually very willing to listen.
那我们跟他讲的时候，他们可能刚开始不能了解，可是慢慢的他就可以看到，主耶稣在你家怎么做这样子。那我觉得说，我们的道理是很。
So in the beginning, they might not understand why you are doing this, but they can see your examples and the demonstration of love, and they will be touched. And I feel that our truth is very precious, and also the blessing, the grace that we receive from God is really abundant.
上礼拜我见到一个人，是。 我婆婆的那个 tenant 就是她的
last week I met a person who is the tenant of my mother-in-law.
然后我听到说她的儿子有患癫痫症的病。
So I found out that this tenant whose son suffered from epilepsy.
那我就想说要怎么样跟他讲我们道理呢？
So I thought about how can I preach to her, how can I share our truth with them.
那我想到说，他一定是很难过，他这个儿子，因为他时常要飞到墨西哥去给他治疗。
So I thought that she must be very sorrowful because she often have to deal with her son's problem and need to throw him back to Mexico to get treatment.
那我就问他说你的情况如何，然后他就跟我说我是。 一个单身父，我先生五年前就死了，我四个孩子，一个人要带。那我这个儿子这样子时常这样子癫痫病，我真的是很难控制，也很难照顾他，因为他已经是teenager，很难照顾。So
I asked her, how do you deal with this? And she shared that she's a single mom. Her husband died 5 years ago, and she has 4 kids. And this son of her is already a teenager, and it's very difficult to care and look after him.
因为他做 teenager, 他也很 rebellious, 也不想听他的话。
And because her son is a teenager, very rebellious and would not always listen to her mom.
那我是想说，我听到一个长老的见证，就是说，有时候我们跟人家传福音，不见得说刚开始就要讲到我们教会，可是很重要，可以教人家怎么祷告，然后跟他们讲说，主耶稣的名很。 很有能力,
so I remember hearing this testimony about an elder that when we preach to others, we don't always have to preach the words of God in the very first meeting, but it's important that we teach them how to pray and tell them about the authority and power of the name of Christ.
假如说今天他们有知道主耶稣的名很能力，你教他怎么祷告，他们体验到神，那他们就会体验以后会想说，那也要来你的教会。
So if you can share with them the power, the authority of the name of Christ is very powerful and full of grace. And if they can learn that and pray that they can experience that they will be willing to come to church.
所以我就跟他讲说，怎么祷告？你以后你叫儿子这样子的话，你可以怎么祷告？因为我跟他说，因为有时候epilepsy 这种病是一个属灵的一个属灵的征战，并不是身体的病。
So I share with them, her that I told him her how to pray, by praying in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and because I also told her that sometimes this epilepsy, it's a spiritual battle. It's not just a mental illness, but it's a spiritual battle.
那因为他自己是一个atheist, 他是不信神的人。可是他跟我说，对呀，他儿子epilepsy 以前就时常看到很多人，然后他就会跟他讲，可是其实那些人都不存在。然后他也听到这些人会进来他的头脑，然后要控制他，然后要跟他讲话。
So this lady further shared that, yeah, I agree, because my son used to see a lot of people and things that when he shared with me that I didn't believe because I never seen them before and I don't see them exist around us.
那我就跟他说，那你就真的是一定要这样祷告，因为主耶稣名很有能力，你要相信，你就这样奉主耶稣名祷告，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，你就可以看到就有不同。
So therefore I told her that then you, therefore you, all the more you need to pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ because the name of Christ is so powerful, so full of authority. And when you do that, then you pray hallelujah and you will experience Him.
我跟他说，你只要这样子祷告的话，你体验到你也可以来我们教会，我们也可以帮你祷告，会更大的力量。
So if you pray this way, if you experience God, you can also come to our church and we have more people to pray for you and you can experience more blessing and grace from God.
我就看到他很渴慕，他非常非常渴慕。
So I can see that he shows the desire, craving to pursue, to receive God.
所以我就说，那不然我们，那时候我们坐在那个 fast food restaurant, 我就跟他说，那不然我们现在就帮你儿子祷告好不好？
Then I proposed that why don't I pray for your son? Why don't we together pray for your son now?
那我就说我用圣灵，我们教会有灵，圣灵就是神的灵，帮你这样祷告，pray in spirit， 可以吗？
So I ask, our church have Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. So is it okay when we pray? I pray for Holy Spirit and pray for your son as well.
就在那个餐馆里面，我们就说奉主耶稣名祷告，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。然后就刚开始先跟他讲悟性，然后我就用灵言祷告，然后他就一直看我。
So in the beginning, we begin to pray, and in the beginning, I will pray with the word of understanding and follow with the praying of Holy Spirit. And I can see that she just. Later on, she told me that she continued to look at me.
那通常我跟人家讲的时候，他们都会说好啊，你又用圣灵祷告，那随时随地我们就这样祷告，不是很大声就是小声。可是他们有些人就很欢迎，他们觉得说这个很奇妙。
So sometimes I share with people like this in the past, and some people are very receptive, and they thought this is very miraculous.
那所以他就可以看到我们圣灵是真的是圣灵。我说我们这个有圣灵可以赶出你那个邪灵的工作。
So when she saw my prayer, she can see that this is the Holy Spirit, and I told her that our spirit is very powerful, that can cast out the demons, or sickness in your son.
所以我们传福音真的是，我们要把我们的宝贝跟人家分享，然后有时候甚至就跟他们祷告，用灵言祷告，他们真的会体验到新的东西。
So when we preach, when we evangelize, we really want to share our treasure, the most precious thing that we believe. And then when we do that, sometimes they will experience and come to believe.
感谢主。
Thank God.
感谢主，美好的分享。那我们现在一起来祷告，来结束我们的早上的查经。
And now we're going to pray together to conclude our morning fellowship service.
让我们站起来。
Let us stand up.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。